Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it, The Bert Show.
So Cassie here, who cannot be controlled, is being controlled a little bit with a suggestion from her husband.
It's not a suggestion. He put his foot down.
Damn.
And he doesn't do that often. And so I kind of, it's like a flag for me when he does it. I'm like, oh, maybe I should listen this time. And he's partially right, but I've been so much better. So listen, the Fox Theater is doing ghost tours again. And I'm really excited. Y'all know I love Christmas, but I also really love Halloween, these like themed holidays. And I've been wanting to go on the ghost tours at the Fox Theater. Apparently they have like a haunted elevator. There's an organ that plays by itself on the balcony. So they've got all these cool rooms and they'll take you on a guided ghost tour. And I'm like, this sounds awesome. So I actually even emailed like Kristen and a couple of our friends. I'm like, do you guys want to go do this at some point in October? And I told Chad about it. I'm like, hey, let me know a date that would be good for me to like take off to go do the ghost tour. Because obviously he'll be with the kids. And he said, you're not doing that. And I said, excuse me? Yes, I am. Find a date or I'll pick one for you. And he said, listen, babe. You can't even watch horror movies without getting scared. Like, it's true. I don't watch horror movies anymore, even though I love them, because my imagination is so overactive at night. And then coupled with the anxiety, I got postpartum after having kids. It's like a disaster. So if I watch any horror movie, I will literally lie awake in the dark. Like, I have to have a light on so I can see things. Yes, I am in my late 30s and I sleep with a light on at night because I need to be able to see immediately. And so he's not wrong. I'll probably come home and I won't be able to sleep and I'll be seeing ghosts in every corner. But it would be so much fun to do and I really want to do it. And I've been working on my anxiety. I've done a lot of work on my hormone balancing and getting more sleep and really, honestly, like genuinely trying to work on the anxiety. And I feel a lot better. And it genuinely has gotten a lot better. So I kind of want to test it out and do a ghost tour.
So let me ask you, because I'm working on this myself, right? He didn't make this as a suggestion, but if he comes to you and he says, do you think this is a really great idea based on how you react to horror movies? You really think that's a great idea? And then let you make the decision? It would be easier for you?
Probably. Okay. It's just, I think also it's a little bit like I used to love horror movies. I'd see every single one. Like I was so excited. And then at one point we had this conversation and that's when I realized like, I can't do them anymore right now at this phase in my life. Sure. But I miss it. I miss the little thrill of being spooked. I miss like fun horror, not like actual scary demon stuff. Like, yeah. No Ouija boards. So I want to try it out and get back to it. And the thing is, he's not wrong with his suggestion. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who's going to deal with the ramifications when I get home. And I'm like, we need some lights on. I'm scared.
Yeah,
I
can't go downstairs. Follow his lead on this one. Follow his lead.
Of all the things for him to put his foot down, I did not see this one coming.
Yeah, a ghost tour at the Fox Theater. So I'll let you guys know what date I'm going, because I'm going.
I don't know if you know this, Cassie, but the roof of the Fox Theater is actually a Ouija board. They've painted it on top of the roof.
You just want to get me up to the roof so you can push me off.
That's a fact.
All right, Kristen wants to prove that love is or is either not dead today.
Oh, no, love is dead.
Love is dead.
Love is dead.
Gone.
With the recent breakups, especially everybody being floored by Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, making the news about their divorce, I was like, all right, let's turn these travesties into our entertainment.
Okay.
Why not? So we used to do a divorce draft. We had the incarceration draft. We had the divorce draft. And this is kind of like a spin on that, but just a little bit different. So I thought we all would bring couples to the table that we thought didn't have longevity to their relationship. And we were going to put rosters together, all right? But not for ourselves, for each other. And the first person to have a couple that breaks up, there has to be a payoff of some sort. I don't know what that is yet. I thought at this juncture, we could just go ahead and get our teams and our rosters together, and then we can figure out what the punishment would be if one of our couples actually breaks up.
All right, so what's our format here?
All right, so Tommy is going to draw names, and you do not want to be first, because if you are first, everybody else gets to choose couples for you, okay? And so we have our list of couples that we think are going to break up. So if you're first and everybody's choosing for you, you're probably going to get some of the top couples that we think are going to break up.
Okay.
All right.
Mo looks confused.
No, I'm ready.
No, you look confused.
No, I'm good.
Okay, maybe that's me.
Yeah, uh-huh. Stop projecting.
Right. I have your names in a hat.
Yep. Okay.
I'm shaking the hat. They're jumping around like little popcorn kernels.
Just draw the first one.
All right, here we go. Mo.
All right, we all choose for Mo first.
Okay, so, and we are trying to choose
yes
a couple that we think
yes
is going to break up.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, Mo, I'm going to give you Tom Brady and Irina Shayk.
Wow, okay. That's a good one.
I know.
Have they even officially come out and said that they're dating?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I saw.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's next?
Whoever.
I'll go. I want this couple to break up, right?
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
Ooh. Oh, that was on my
you
list.
Want Mine them to break too. Up?
Damn. Well, for this game.
Yeah. Oh. They will break up.
Uh-huh.
They will. Mo, I'm going to give you a controversial option.
Okay.
I'm going to be getting some DMs about this one. Zendaya and Tom Holland.
No! Whoa. You're the worst!
Dun, dun, dun!
You're the worst!
And that's not even your real name.
I think you're onto something with that one, though. I feel like their time is running out.
I never would have suspected Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner to break up. So
you just don't like the idea of a shorter guy dating a taller woman.
No, that maybe I just want to date Zendaya.
And I'm going to give you Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So
good.
Okay. All right.
That's your roster. If any of those break up first, there will be a payoff. We just don't know what it is yet.
Got it.
All right, Tommy, who's next?
Bert.
Oh.
Now, can we reuse couples? Because
No.
I'm running out of couples now.
All right, Bert, I'm going to give you Chase Stokes and Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right, I'm going to give you Halle Bailey and rapper DDG because they break up every month.
Okay. All right.
Bert, I am giving you Kaia Gerber and Austin Butler.
Oh, that would be too bad.
That's a good one.
You're adorable.
You just took Kelsey Ballerini from me, too.
And I'm going to give you Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
That should have been a first-round pick right there.
That should have been.
Dang
well
it.
Well played, Cassandra.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, who's next, Tommy?
You are.
All right, y'all got to choose for me.
All right, Kristen, I am going to stick with the Jenner family and go with Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny.
Kristen, I'm giving you Adam Levine and Bahati Prinsloo.
Ooh.
Did they just have a baby?
Yeah, but they're in like a weird open relationship. I feel like it's only a matter of time before.
Why you got to give me Adam Levine?
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, because you and Adam go way back.
I am going to give you Damson Idris and Lori Harvey.
Oh! You.
Lori Harvey, for sure. Yeah. That's a sure bet.
She's been in that relationship too long.
She's
it's
not
coming.
Sticking around.
Nope.
Dang it, these are good.
And I'm giving you Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum.
Oh,
that's a good one.
All right. Who's next?
Abby.
Abby, I'm giving you Charity Lawson and Doton Alubica.
No!
You get the Bachelorette!
Don't put that into the universe!
I'm putting it right on your roster.
I'm going to give you Pete Davidson and Chase. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce her last name.
Chase Swee Wonders?
Yes.
They already broke up.
I don't know.
I Googled it.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Yeah,
still
together.
All right, here we go. Now for Cassie. I'm going to give you Dua Lipa and Roman Gavras.
All right.
I'm giving you Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Ooh. What? You all are ruthless.
We are.
I think at some point we got to get official here. Will and Jada.
Whoa.
That was my next guess.
No.
That was my last couple I had. I'm out of couples.
Right,
I need another one.
You need a couple?
Yes.
Kristen Stewart and Dylan Meyer.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one, though.
Watch them win with that one. That's not even it. All right, we'll see if love is dead. It's The Bert Show.
Get it. The Bert Show.